how my God became my Savior. Why will he come and die? Because, hallelujah, hallelujah, all of us, that sentence was over us. So he too has to die. He died, and God now began to harvest his children from death. The first one he brought back from the dead was Jesus Christ. That's why he's the firstborn among many brethren. Then from him, other children will come forth. He said, all these sacrifices we are doing to appease, to remove sin, to atone for sin, I don't need it anymore. But what will happen? A body has thou prepared me. Where did he prepare that body? In the womb of the virgin woman. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the body that God created and came and indwell. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is this Jesus? Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Who is Jesus? He is God in the flesh. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, in the flesh, without controversy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is he not recorded on the cross on Calvary? In John chapter 19 and verse 30. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he was given that vinegar to drink, he shouted. What did he say?
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar,
yes,
he said, it is finished.
What did he say?
It is finished.
What did he say?
It is finished.
It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave out the ghost. What is finished? What he came to earth to do. It's finished. The matter is settled. When he finished with the living, he then went under the grave, through the grave, to the region of the dead. Ho, ho! Glory be to God. And preached to the souls that were in prison right there. Jesus is the power of God. He went there and made an open show of Satan, disgraced him there, collected the key and authority from him, and brought out his elect out of the grave as he resurrected, packed them, and they are there waiting for the rest of us to come and join them. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How my God became my Savior. Remember that the Bible says all. Amen. From the Garden of Eden, what happened in the Garden of Eden till now? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We are all separated from God and enter the bondage of Satan and reduced to what we are today. Man needed freedom. But before we can get this freedom, there has to be a redeemer. And since man fell, it will take another man to redeem fallen man. But no man was qualified because all have sinned. Oh, glory be to God. That is the mystery of redemption. Therefore, the attribute of God as a redeemer had to be ignited. How will he do it? Listen very well. God himself is the only one. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. that is free from this law. All, remember that he is our Father. We are made in his likeness and in his image. We are related to him. He is our creator, he is our Father. We came from him. But, amen, he is not in bondage.
Hallelujah.
He reserved himself, that attribute, so that if his creature go into bondage, he can come and redeem them. How did he do it? You will see it. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2. Let's read it again from verse 5 and read it please up to verse 18.
For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him?
That you, this God, you are mindful of him.
Or the son of man that thou visitest him?
That you will visit him. Who is man? This scripture is not talking about him visiting Abraham and eating suya. It's not talking about visiting you to bless you, to deliver you from accident. It is God coming to visit us for redemption.
Hallelujah.
Who is man that you are so mindful of him? If you call that English word just mindful, you won't get the effect. It is a mind that is full of man, always thinking of us. We occupy a large part of his heart. Who is man that you are so mindful of? See what Revelation does. Read on.
Thou madest him a little lower than the angels.
Imagine the way you even created him lower in glory than the angels.
Thou crownest him with glory and honor.
But you crown us with glory and honor.
And didn't set him over the works of thy hands.
And then you didn't put it in the hand of angels. You, all the works of his hand, you gave it to Adam to have dominion and have everything. He's in charge of everything. Go on.
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him.
Everything he put under man.
But now we see not yet all things put under him.
Uh-huh.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels.
You see now, but we see Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is made a little lower than the angels for what?
For the suffering of death.
For the suffering of death.
Crowned with glory.
Crowned with glory and honor.
That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
He is to taste death for every man. Okay, read on. You will soon know who this Jesus is.
For it became him for whom are all things.
Yes.
And by whom are all things.
In
bringing many sons unto glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect
through suffering.
For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified that are all of one.
We are all of one.
For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
What does he call us? See the mystery unfolding little by little. He is now calling us brethren. He is going somewhere. He has to be related to us to redeem us. So he's now coming in a mysterious way to become your brother. My brother. Go on.
Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren.
Brethren.
In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me.
Now watch from verse 14. Listen very well from verse 14.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh
the
and blood.
The children of God are partakers of flesh and blood. We are flesh and blood. Listen.
He also himself likewise took part of the same.
God himself. Listen. God himself also in the same way took part of flesh and blood. We are reading.
That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death.
You see salvation working out?
That is, the devil. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
He even came to become a proper brother. You have to trace his genealogy. You have to trace him to a family on earth. He has to come through the family of Abraham. So he had a lineage. See the mystery going?
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted.
Because he is a spirit. If he is going to know what man go through, he will have to come like a human being and face the same temptation those children of his are facing, so that he will understand why we fell. So that he will understand when you fall and you cry to him for mercy, he will understand, because he himself, he faced the same temptation that you faced. So now he understands you. That is why he's a merciful God. The mercy stems from his knowledge of what we are going through, which he himself has been a partaker of. Praise the Lord. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Listen, Matthew chapter 1, from verse 18 to verse 23. There's something there. Listen.
Matthew 1 from verse 18
to 23. This is the birth of Jesus Christ. Listen.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
Yes.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph,
yes,
before they came together, she was found with child of the
Holy Ghost. So who put the child in the womb of Mary? Oh, are we together? Who? The child that she's pregnant of, who is the father of that child? And who is this Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the creator of the heavens and the earth. For God is a spirit. And that's why they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Go on.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son.
Now listen very well.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
What will you call his name?
Jesus.
What will you call his name?
Jesus.
Jesus.
For he shall save his people from their sins.
That means Jesus means Jehovah saves. That is the meaning of Jesus. Go on.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Second name. They say his name shall be called Jesus. And then the prophecy say his name shall be called what?
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. So he is both Jesus and Emmanuel. Now why is he Jesus? Because he is Jehovah saves. But why is he Emmanuel? He is God in our midst. He is God. What is the meaning of Emmanuel? God with us. God with us. Why is he God with us? He is God with us to be our Yeshua, Jehovah, to save us. Who is Jesus? The creator of the heavens and the earth that stepped down to redeem his own people. Oh, glory be to God. To fulfill the law of redemption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why must he come down? To fulfill a law. It's a law. In Romans chapter 5, from verse 9, read it up to verse 19. There's a picture there.
Romans 5, 9.
Yes.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood.
We are now justified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
We shall be saved from wrath through him.
We will also be saved from the destruction that is coming through him.
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
Oh, glory be to God.
And not only so, but we also join in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
This is where I'm going. By one man sin entered into the world.
And death by sin.
And because of that sin, death followed.
And so death passed upon all
that
men.
That is how all of us were condemned to
for
death.
For that all have sinned.
All. Go on.
Verse 13. For unto the law, sin was in the world. Mm-hmm. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Uh-huh. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses. Uh-huh. Even over them that not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression.
Okay.
Who is the figure of him that was to come?
Uh-huh.
But not as the offense, so also is the free gift.
Uh-huh.
For if through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many.
Glory.
And not as it was by one that sinned,
so
is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one.
If by one man's offense, death reigned by one.
Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation.
Uh-huh.
Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gifts came upon all men unto justification of life.
And finally?
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So, by the obedience of one, shall many be made
the
righteous.
Willing, because you must be willing to fulfill the law of redemption. You know why? If you study this book of Romans, even these few scriptures we have read, it arms you to confront especially they of the Muslim faith. They just cannot understand why you say Jesus is the Son of God. God to get a wife? That is the mystery of redemption.
Amen.
And when you meet the atheists, they cannot understand how you will say Jesus is your savior. What are you saying? What are you saying? That one man came and died for him. He committed an offense. That's why he died. He committed an offense. He died. You are saying he died because of me. The mystery is deep. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 21 and verse 22.
For since by man came death, by man also the resurrection of the dead.
That is the mystery they don't know. Again.
For since by man came death.
By man came death.
By man came also the resurrection of the dead.
That is the law. Use it and explain to them. Some of you cannot face them because you don't study the plan of God's plan for redemption. The next verse.
For as in Adam, all die.
For in Adam, all of us die.
Even so in Christ,
all
shall all be made
and the
alive.
Church will say, amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 is a popular scripture. 6:23, Romans.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
They cannot understand how salvation came by one man. This mystery is too deep. But I thank God that I'm not just repeating what somebody told me, that Jesus is my savior. I know how he became my savior. That is why my faith has found a resting place, not in the valley, nor grief. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall be. I need no other argument.
I need no other argument. I need no other plea.
Oh, it is Savior
that Jesus died, that he died for me.
Hallelujah. I repeat, I'm saying this just to wake somebody up. Be a Christian by revelation. Nothing will shake you. The day you get anchored on this revelation, I'm telling you, you will never be a religious person anymore. You see people, minister of God, pastor, Jew, will be threatening you. If you leave my church, I will curse you. And then you see people being afraid, and because of it, they remain in that cage of that witch and think they are serving God, risking your life under such a witch. Even that man talking like that, if he ever knew the mystery of redemption, he will never talk like that. This knowledge, we servants of God, we that are servants of God, you need that revelation so that you won't be feeling frustrated because you are serving God and you are still using the same old car. Up to now, you never change. Every day you are grumbling, nothing to show for my service to God. Are you a borrowed vessel? We serve God because of a revelation. Anytime I call that name Jesus, by the revelation I have, I know I am calling the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Therefore, I cannot call that name anyhow. I reverence that name by revelation. If you don't know this, you will be playing and joking with that name. Therefore, the power that is associated with that name, you cannot benefit from it. When you call that name, it doesn't produce the power because you are not calling that name by revelation. It is a name you use for exclamation. It is a name you use to joke. It is a name. Meanwhile, he taught us how to pray. Among the things, he said, our Father who art in heaven, what did he say? Hallowed be thy name. You are to reverence, you can never reverence that name if you don't know that that name is the name of your Father. Let's face it, no human being here placed with the name of his Father that gave birth to him. And you see anybody making caricature of the name of your Father, you fight him. But they are making caricature of the name of Jesus and you are joining them to laugh. The name of your Maker, the name of your Redeemer, the name of your Creator, the name of your Heavenly Father. They take comedians to the altar and make caricature of that name. And you are there laughing. It's because you have no revelation, you will have walked out of that church and never come there again in anger. Until the pastor calls you, why did you leave the church? Then you say, sit down, let me teach you some more. You don't know who your Father is. Are you a bastard? There are spiritual bastards. This is why I'm taking time to say, let's read it. Let's read it. It's in the Bible. Study. It will help you to know how to walk with this God. In Matthew chapter 1, see where the mystery is unfolding. If you read Matthew chapter 1, praise the Lord. All glory be to God. The first 6 verses there. See, because if he's going to come, you must trace him to a lineage. You must trace him to a lineage. The creator of the heavens and the earth came, amen, to save man. Man, amen. Man fell. It must take man to redeem man, but you must be next of kin to him. So we must be related so that he can be called our brother. Oh, glory be to God. So, see his lineage now. Read on.
The see book of the generation of Jesus
Christ. Can you see his lineage? He says it's the lineage of Jesus. Jesus who?
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David.
He is the son of David.
The son of Abraham.
David is the son of Abraham.
Abraham begat Isaac.
Listen, see the history of the lineage of Jesus. Hey, go on.
And Isaac begat Jacob. Uh-huh. And Jacob begat Judah and his brethren.
Uh-huh.
And Judah begat Phares and Zerah of Tamar. And Phares begat Esrom. And
yes.
Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Aminadab. And Aminadab begat Nasun. Nasun begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Boaz of Rahab. And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth.
And Salmon begat
Boaz. Of Rahab.
Okay, go ahead.
And Boaz begat Obed of Ruth. And Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of Ar, that being the wife of Uriah.
So you can see that you can trace the lineage of Jesus up to the family of Abraham, family of David. Luke chapter 1. Catch something again, verse 30 to 33.
And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb.
Now listen.
And bring forth a son.
And what will be his name?
And shall call his name Jesus.
Jesus.
He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest.
He shall be called again the Son of the Highest. And he is also called Jesus.
And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
So he is the Son of the Highest, and he is also the Son of David. Trying to let you know that there is the deity of Jesus Christ and the humanity of Jesus Christ. It is a mystery. Jesus was 100% God, his origin, and 100% man. His deity is traced to the great eternal spirit who became Emmanuel. Oh, glory be to God. For what purpose? Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom he did foreknow. Read it.
For whom he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
He will be the firstborn among what?
Many brethren.
Many brethren. Oh, glory be to God. Now, people will not understand. What did he say? It's the first what?
For whom he did foreknow.
Yes.
He also did predestinate.
To be what?
To be conformed to the image of his son.
That what?
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
How is he the firstborn among many brethren? The Bible referred to him again. The first begotten from the dead. This is the mystery why Jesus had to die. Why will he come and die? Because, hallelujah, hallelujah, all of us, that sentence was over us. So he too has to die. He died, and God now began to harvest his children from death. The first one he brought back from the dead was Jesus Christ. That's why he's the firstborn among many brethren. Then from him, other children will come forth. See the mystery. Who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? Based on this teaching, based on reading the scripture, hallelujah, you can now confidently say, Jesus, you are our kinsman redeemer. Oh, glory be to God. Who do you say is Jesus? See it there in Hebrews chapter 10. Read it from verse 1.
Hebrews 10, 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually, make the commands thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins.
Yes.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
Now watch from verse 5.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world,
when he, the creator of the heavens and the earth, wants to come down from eternity to time,
he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Now you can read it on your own up to verse 18. He said, all these sacrifices you are doing, to appease, to remove sin, to atone for sin. I don't need it anymore. But what will happen? A body has thou prepared me. Where did he prepare that body? In the womb of the virgin woman. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the body that God created and came and indwelled. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is this Jesus? Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This is the way John put it in John chapter 1, verse 29 to verse 34.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.
He was making an announcement. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now listen to this discussion.
This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but I should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove.
See, this is how he knew. Go ahead.
And it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water.
Sorry. Verse 32 again.
And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove.
That was by the water side when he was baptizing him. He saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him.
And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me,
this is the identification,
upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God.
The Son of God. Oh, glory be to God. You know the interesting thing? This is where you see grace. How did John know? By revelation. And he could confidently say, and this is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And this is what makes John the Baptist the greatest among all men born of women. That he had the ministry of identifying the appearing of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Among man. Who is Jesus? He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 16. Galatians.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
He has redeemed us.
Being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles.
That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles.
Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be by a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or added thereto.
Thank you.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.
To Abraham and his seed, one seed, were the promises made.
He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
And that promise was made in Genesis 22, verse 18. Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Because you have obeyed his voice, he said, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And Apostle Paul, he said, he didn't say seed, but one seed. Which seed is that? It's Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The creator of the heavens and the earth came to earth and made a man his father. Mystery. the wisdom. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's the way he put it. Read it.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
Which power? The power, oh glory be to God, to disgrace Satan. Which power? Which wisdom? See how he came. If the princes of this world had known, they would not have crucified him. The creator of the heavens and the earth, he came to earth. They were stoning him. They were spitting on him. They did not know. They were slapping their maker. They hung him in the most disgraceful death and the most gruesome death. On the cross, they didn't know they were doing that to their maker. They make a caricature of him. He came to his own. His own rejected him. Yet, he says, behold, Malachi chapter 3, verse 1.
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
Who is that messenger? John the Baptist.
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Which temple? Jesus Christ is the temple of the living God. Why? For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The Bible says so. Go on. The Lord whom you seek
shall suddenly come to his temple.
Come to his temple.
Even the messenger of the covenant.
Who is the messenger of the covenant? Jesus Christ himself.
Whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, seeth the Lord.
And he came as is written of him, and they could not see it. If they had seen it, they would not have crucified him. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.